Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
On the challenge, how much were you looking at the right tackle? It looked like you had a pretty good hold on Kyle. On the, was that sort of the thought process on throwing the flag on the challenge?
I saw the hold on Kyle. I thought it happened in the end zone. I mean, I think it did happen in the end zone on Norton. The foul was called on the guard. And so, you know, the play, again, I didn't really hear who the foul was on. I saw it on Norton. I thought it was on Norton. So obviously that was, you know, a mistake that I made. Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
I didn't want to point out the mistake. I'm more interested because you've often said in the past, like, you can't hear the announcements. So that's that, yeah. You know, you've said that to us.
Yeah, no, it's my fault. I blew it.
All right, first of all, I think Bill's lying there. I want to get back to that in a second. Just remind you, this is the final hour of Felger and Maz here on a re-entry Monday brought to you by friends at East Boston Savings Bank. So we're everything from the weekend, meaning mostly Patriots and Chargers. We are going to have a few words for Jerry Remy at the end of this hour. Just want to let you know that we'll do that towards the end of the hour. But back to the matter at hand, which is this thing. This, I think, was embarrassing for the Patriots. And the way they've handled what I would just generically call their sideline operation all season has been really bad.
Agreed.
I mean, a lot of either too many men penalties or delay of game penalties, or burning of timeouts to avoid one of those two. Or now you can add bad challenges. And I think Bill is lying, because Bill never, in my experience, hardly ever admits to the media when he makes a mistake. Ever. He may do it behind the scenes. He may do it behind closed doors. He may do it in staff meetings. He may do it when he and Linda have a glass of wine. I screwed that up. Almost never in my experience. I covered the team for 9 years down there every effing day. And, you know, the 13 years since covering it from this chair, like I almost never can recall a time where a grubby media guy like myself or even the sainted Mike Reese asks him a question that second guesses him. And he says flat out, yep, I got that wrong.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
When does he ever say that?
Never.
Never.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill. But he will say it if he's protecting someone else on his staff. And that's what that was. So if you don't remember the sequence, quickly, the Chargers are coming out of their own end zone in the second half. And Barmore bolts up the middle and they throw a holding flag on the guard, the left guard 71. I thought it was a weak call. I thought they could have let that one go. But anyway, Herbert was just in the end zone, and the holding call came inside the five, somewhere between the five-yard line and the end zone, when 71 sort of hooked down Barmore. And the Chargers actually completed a long ball on that. It was like a 15-yard gain, would have given them a first down, and they would have been off and running on a drive. So it was a big penalty for the Patriots that backed the Chargers back up. But then Bill throws the challenge flag, saying, I want the holding call in the end zone for a safety. And then the broadcast went to commercial. And they came back, and the Chargers were immediately snapping the ball. So it's like New York must have taken 10 seconds and said it's not in the end zone. And it wasn't. It wasn't close. 71 was not close to being in the end zone when he hooked him. But the right tackle was. The right tackle had a hold of Kyle Van Noy's jersey. And he was clearly in the end zone. And I'm curious. If Herbert's in the end zone, but the holding takes place at the 5 yard line, should that still be a safety? You know what I mean?
Right. No, I think the penalty has to be committed in
okay.
The end zone.
So fine. The just then, you know, just wipe that from your thought process. The right tackle was definitely in the end zone. So what Bill thought, or the guys in his headset thought that the holding penalty was on the right tackle when it wasn't. It was on 71, the guard. That's a big mistake.
It is.
You've got to know who the penalty is on, guys, before you throw the red flag and risk losing a timeout. So Bill says, that's on me. I was looking up at the board. I couldn't hear the announcement. When I looked up at the replay, I saw the right tackle had a hold. I assumed that's who the call was on, and so I threw the flag. That's on me. I got it wrong.
No way. No, he got bad information.
Liar.
Yeah.
Lie. You're lying.
I'll tell you what, though. I give him credit for that.
Yeah, well, I understand the piece about protecting his staff. Absolutely. If it wasn't Patricia, I'd feel much better about it.
Right, right.
Instead, he's protecting his free, cheap Bobo that he's thrown up there just to screw things up.
Right, so that's really where the mistake is, you know, you're just hiring someone out of convenience and cheapness than anything else, and now the guy's botching plays. The part I don't get, I get it. They announced the penalty. So they announced 71.
This is why Bill says he didn't hear it. So that, you
in
know.
That new hi-fi stadium.
Well,
with,
he's got the headset on, maybe. You know, if, look, if Bill.
But Patricia heard it.
Well, someone must have,
unless
or they didn't.
The
or they were right. He was chomping on something and just didn't hear it at the time. Like, so either way, whether Bill initiated it or not, he's on the headset and he has the guys upstairs to bounce off before you throw the red flag. Guys, what do you think? I've got the hold in the end zone here. And then the guy, then Patricia or whoever upstairs says, no, Bill, that was on 71. He was at the 3. So it's like either way, that's messed up. That is messed up. Either the guys upstairs got it wrong or didn't correct Bill when they should have corrected Bill. I don't think Bill went on his own. I just don't think you do that. This is the whole point of having a video guy up there, of having those guys. The guys upstairs got it wrong, and I know it because Bill took the fall today. Since when do you ever really take the fall?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
When does he ever say that again? 4th and 2, Bill.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Right. Has he ever admitted any mistake? You know, it took him.
Spygate.
It took him 10 years to admit he was wrong on Spygate.
7.
10 years.
Even that was reluctant.
10 years.
Thanks for pointing that out.
It was reluctant.
It was like 10 years later when he got popped for Deflategate that he finally turned around and said, well, there's 78,000 people in the stadium, so yeah, we were doing what everyone else was. Yeah, but we were wrong and we paid a price. Took him 10 years to effing say that.
Correct.
The next day on this one, no, I got that one wrong, guys. I was the idiot.
And laughing about it.
Since when, Bill?
Keep this clip forever. We could use this.
Seriously, like what? Like, for example.
Wait, Bill, remember how you handled the last month of 2015? Specifically, when you chose to kick in overtime against the Jets, proceeded to lose the game, not get home field, and you end up in Denver, and you lose the AFC Championship game?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, he's so ready to admit when he screws something up. He's always, every day, a media guy will ask him if he got it wrong, and he'll just admit to it. Does it every day. Or never, never. He never does it. He never gives us the satisfaction of saying.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
Would never give some scrubby, low-rent writer or media guy the satisfaction of openly second-guessing him. Unless he's trying to, so now, now all of a sudden, now, I mean, this was rich. Give it to me again, Stu. Give it to me again. This is
my fault.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. It's your fault, Bill. Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing. I'm
on the challenge. How much were you looking at the right tackle? It looked like you had a pretty good hold on Kyle on the, was that sort of the thought process on throwing the flag on the challenge?
I saw the hold on Kyle. I thought it happened in the end zone. I mean, I think it did happen in the end zone on Norton. The foul was called on the guard. And so, you know, the play, again, I didn't really hear who the foul was on. I saw it on Norton. I thought it was on Norton. So obviously that was, you know, a mistake that I made. Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
I didn't want to point out the mistake. I'm more interested because you've often said in the past, like, you can't hear the announcements. So that's that, you know, you've said that to us.
Yeah. No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Oh, since when? Liar. And again, he's covering for his staff. So good for you. You're taking the fall for someone else. I just wish it was for someone qualified.
Patricia.
That we felt good about. Instead, you're covering for Patricia, I think. You know, I don't know. Again, it's not spelled out to us what his exact role is and who's doing the video stuff and the clock stuff and who's in charge of the replay. We don't know that. But Bill's covering for that guy, whoever it is, we believe it's Patricia.
I got another one. Cue that up again, Jimmy. Bill, 31 other teams knew that Cam Newton was done, and yet you gave him a job?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
And then you decided to pay him again?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
All right. Here, can I try? Coming out at the 2020 draft, maybe it was 2019, the years sort of blend together, Bill. There were like 18 good receivers on the board, and you decided to pick the one guy that couldn't play. Your thoughts?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Yeah, all the time. He's always admitting mistakes, isn't he? Always.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike.
Yeah, no, my pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
I'm surprised that Patricia didn't hear it still. He probably had a pretzel in his ear.
So it's like they announced it on the stadium, 71 hold, and then they challenged it because he thought it was the right tackle?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
So you can't see or hear? My God, that's a bad one. And then that started that sort of sequence there where they were just started burning time out. So that whole sequence was really the game, frankly. So the challenge failed, but the Clippers, the Chargers are still deep in their own territory. They get to a 3rd and 10. That's when Phillips had the pick six return for a touchdown. Okay, so that gave them the touchdown. But then coming out of the kickoff on 1st down, they have 12 men on the field, and they have to burn a timeout to avoid the 12 men on the field call.
Before the ball was even snapped on first down. Yeah.
Coming out of the timeout.
Yep.
Coming out of the kickoff that was...
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Oh, my God. But if he was asked about it, he would say that again, because if he doesn't take the fall for it, you know who does?
Steven.
The kid. The kid takes it, so he's got to take the fall for that. So that, again, that is New York Jets, Herm Edwards, Mickey Mouse garbage that's coming out of the touchback. That's coming out of the kickoff anyway, and a stop clock, and they have the wrong personnel on the field. They have to burn a timeout.
And then 3 minutes later.
Then 3 minutes later, when the Patriots have the ball, they get into this stupid shoving match with the play clock going. They lose track of the play clock, and they have to burn their 3rd timeout instead of taking delay a game. Like, that is still not recognizable to me as Bill Belichick's Patriots. They're still doing that crap.
And at the time, it was a 1-touchdown game. It was a 1-score game, 24-17.
Oh, and it started with that challenge flag. So anyway,
partial credit.
There's that. I'm giving them full credit, but that to me is first on my hit list today.
Thanks for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, Bill. What's on your hit list? Back to your phones after this.
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
6 defensive backs. Van Noy in the middle. Shotgun snap to Herbert. Rears back, fires back, passes, intercepted by Phillips, rises from the turf, runs left side, 10-5, pick 6, his 2nd interception of the day, and it's a touchdown for the Patriots.
That's the way you make a play, man to man. Great read by Phillips. He reads the eyes of the quarterback. I don't know where Herbert's going with this football. He looks middle, then he just erroneously throws this out in the right flat. His tight end wasn't even looking. Phillips read it the whole way. And he gets up after the pick. He goes down and gets to the end zone. That's the way you respond on defense. Man to man.
Great teams win the close games, and we need to keep stringing these along. Early in the season, we were losing those. It was a mistake here or there, a few mistakes. But we knew that if we wanted to take this season where we want to take it, you have to win those close games. Because each year, teams that don't make the playoffs, they look back at it and they say, ah. There were 3 plays in each game that – easily could have went the other way, and we would have been in the playoffs. So we don't want to look back at the end of the season and say, "Oh, we left it out there." And we want to be a team that plays 60 minutes or even longer, however long we have to play to get the job done. So that was a big focus for us, and we've been working on that each and every week. And it was great to see that we were able to do that today, and we got to keep doing it the rest of the season.
Adrian Phillips with the game-winning pick six and the comment afterwards, which is true. They were running out of time before they could have a quality win that really meant something. In other words, is it even possible to have a quality win if you're 4-10?
Not really. No.
Like, really bad. By that point, your season's over and there's no stakes.
Correct.
So they were, I think they were just about out of time for a quality win that would allow them to stack another quality win on top of it and have it actually mean something in a meaningful season. That this might have been it. Sort of a do or die situation. So they got it. There you go. Any thoughts before I go back to the phones, Anthony?
Nope.
Okay. How about one thing we have not hit on, which was a factor in this game? Carl in the car. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, I just want to bring up a kind of interesting stat. So it looks like our guy Gunnar Oshesky here, as of yesterday, has the all-time leading punt return average with 50 minimum returns. So, I mean, he's been kind of sneaky good the last few games for us.
He was excellent yesterday.
He's good in that stadium. He was doing the same thing last year there.
So I don't know if it's the stadium or the Chargers. He's just, but he was comfortable. Like, comfortable. There's a guy bearing down on him, no fair catch. And just, like, I just thought he was really in command with his returns. It was an excellent day. Maybe it's the, I can't fathom, it's the building? I don't know. But the opponent, maybe, whatever. But, so, statistically, he's the best punt returner in Patriots history? I'm sorry.
Yeah, better than Troy Brown.
I'm taking Brown, Welker, and Edelman. 1, 2, 3. It's not even debatable over Gunnar Olszewski, although he's been really good.
Yeah, and look, it was a big part of the game yesterday. I mean, if you were to look at, like, the total yardage in the game, it's even, except the Patriots had over 100 return yards compared to the Chargers. Big difference there. The average field position, Patriots started at their 37 on average. The Chargers are at their 20.
Real factor in the game. John in Vermont. Go ahead, John.
Hi, I have two thoughts that you guys have been talking about. One is Belichick deserves some of the blame for that challenge flag because he has access to the referee who will explain things to head coaches when penalties have been called.
Fair enough.
And he could have just asked him what player was being flagged instead of assuming it was the one he saw. He didn't do that, and no one upstairs has access to the referee, just the coaches.
No, it's my fault. I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. My second point was, with all the clock mismanagement, I can't believe you guys haven't pounced on one of the worst. After they were out of timeouts, when they're getting ready to kick the game-winning field goal, following a timeout by the Chargers to save clock.
That was intentional. They took a delay game, John. Let me just finish it for you. The Patriots took an intentional delay game to move them back from the 7 to the 12, and they did that on purpose. I don't think they were late getting on. I think they just wanted to bleed the clock, just take an extra second off the clock. And because to them, they knew kicking a
30-yarder versus a whatever
25, you know, what's the diff? Yeah, it ended up being a 30-yarder. So the difference between 25 and 30 yards is nothing.
It no, pulls his nails. He wasn't going to miss that.
I mean, it was closer than an extra point either way.
So that was intentional, that last one, which is why it wasn't on our list. Tony and Stoneham, quick.
Hey, how you doing? Do you know who Seth Wickersham is?
Of course.
He wrote an article, "It's Better to Be Feared." And what he said in the article...
It's a book, but either way, go.
That Belichick is very, very generous. That he gives a lot of bonuses to his coaches. And in the playoffs, the bonuses could reach six figures.
Yes, he said he would just hand out cash.
Yeah, well, green balls.
Yeah, hand out green balls. Exactly, Tony. Which you might, as an Indian Ridge member, might be aware of from time to time. If you know what I mean. Yeah, so because he pays them so little in their salary, he hands out wads of cash the deeper they go.
Yeah, green balls is what they call them.
So there you go. Yes, he does.
That's what Lucky the Leprechaun has.
If he pays so well...
he wouldn't have to give those kind of bonuses.
Why, if he pays so well, why has he had such an exodus on his staff over the last several years? How come no one ever comes back?
Because the green balls you get for like $800 are the only money you get all year.
That's Andrew and Taunton. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good. Real quickly, I love this theory about Bill couldn't hear the number call like about, because the stadium's too loud. So he calls up to Patricia, and Patricia doesn't know what it is either because he couldn't hear it over his own chewing of his ribs.
Right, crunching. So,
yeah, exactly. But my main point, Maz,
he's eating nachos up there is part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. But Maz, you can't give them half credit for this win, though. Like, this is the best win they've had since Brady left. The last 2 years, they went cross-country, played a guy who that you said is one of the top quarterbacks in the league, with like the coach has been decent so far this year. They had a great game plan on defense, and the offense did what they needed to do to win. They deserve full credit.
This is a good win. Full credit, Maz.
Okay, first of all, I can do whatever I want. If I want to give them half credit, I'm going to give them half credit. And secondly, here's what I would tell you. The mistakes that they made are the same mistakes they've been making all year. Holding penalties, fumbling the football away, not being able to punch it in the red zone. It's the same crap.
Yeah,
they can't count to 12. Okay, they can't manage the clock.
But on top of that, they also made some game-winning plays that they had not been making.
Yes,
and I give them full credit for that.
That's
wrong. The offense bled out the clock in the fourth quarter with a real long, good, we call it 4-minute drive. It was actually 7 minutes. But the offense did its part, Miss.
So the reason I give them half credit is because I thought the defense was good and the offense made the same mistakes.
You're impossible.
And they were stupid, but less stupid than the Chargers. But you can't sit here today and be like, well, it's the Jets. I mean, it was like the Jets. What am I supposed to do? I can't take that seriously. Like, that's a good win for them yesterday.
Yeah, it's a pretty good win.
Oh, my God. Ernie and Revere, go.
Yeah. You know, Hightower and McCourty, they both got to go. That long run yesterday, he ran right by both of them. You know, when I watched that single safety with other teams, you know, that single safety actually gets to where the ball is being thrown. They read it, and they're fast enough to get over.
I understand.
McCourty's useless. He
I understand. I saw McCourty involved in a few plays yesterday.
Yeah, he made one with J.C. Jackson.
Allen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They both converged on him.
Yeah. So I saw 32 in a couple of plays where the ball hit the ground. I saw 54 nowhere. I don't see him. I don't notice him out there. And so you're right about Hightower.
Like, I mean, that long run, he just overran the hole. He overran it. And then to make it worse, he got a hand on him, but the guy broke the tackle and off he went. Was that Jackson or was that Eckler? I don't remember. I think that was Justin Jackson.
Yeah, no,
right?
Jackson, the 75-yarder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, Jackson. Nick in the car, do you give the Patriots full or partial credit for that win yesterday?
Partial, I'm with you, Maz. Not only did they make the same old mistakes on offense, the defense wasn't even as good as you think. Because normally I'm 100% with you guys on talk about line play on your own time, but I now have strong opinions about Storm Norman for the Chargers. That guy stinks, and I never noticed line play. If their starting tackle was in there, it was a totally different game.
Okay. I mean, that's a full credit win. Sorry. You guys are so negative.
Partial.
Bob in Florida. Go, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got a couple quick questions. I'm kind of curious whether Bill, when he wasted all those three timeouts in the second half, do you think he thought that he might have three extra from the three that he took to the locker room?
I'll give you one question because that was a good one.
Excellent.
Oh, they're not like vacation days. They don't carry over.
Seriously, though, again, at the end of the first half, they have three.
That's so bad.
They run a play with 57 seconds on the play clock. It goes all the way down to 28. They don't call a timeout.
Just to throw some no-chance bomb down the field that wasn't even close.
So they end up going into the locker room. They made the field goal.
Right.
They end up going into the locker room with three timeouts in their pocket, but only because they threw three incompletions on the next three plays. Okay. Then, later in the game, they burn all three, which means effectively they blew six timeouts in that game. Six, a Bill Belichick team. No, but let's give him full credit.
Full credit.
Full credit.
No, Maz, this game was the sweet spot. It was a quality win. It was a good win. It saves their season. They're in the hunt. You should feel good about the team. And they screwed up a bunch of stuff that we can then pick at. That, again, is bullseye, sweet spot. That's the talk radio sweet zone right there.
Yes, which so they get some credit and so do we.
We're going to take a update here from Big Jim Murray. Here's the latest in the world of sports. Blockbuster trade in the NFL. this afternoon. If you are just joining us, he'll get you updated on that. We're going to come back, give you a few words on the late Jerry Remy and his passing over the weekend. We need to do that. So we'll do that coming back as well. And I want to remind you that Reentry Mondays are brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank.
That's right. If you're looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property or simply looking for a free checking account, visit EBSB.com. That's East Boston Savings Bank, in your neighborhood since 1848.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
Anytime, the Sports Hub.
Popped up. Left side ranging is Cabrera. Now coming is Anderson. And interfered with. No. Into the stands, the umpire ruling Tim Timmons and one beverage less than they had before.
What was that that came flying in?
I thought he rolled in the mud before he came to the game, but no, that's not correct. He got hit with some type of sub sandwich or something. Oh, now he wants a piece of it. You want to throw something
to me? There we go.
Between innings, we did some investigative reporting on who and what was thrown at that gentleman, and that gentleman has been ejected, but it was an ugly, ugly sight. And I don't know why it was necessary. Now watch. I can't circle. I don't have my telestrator today, but here comes a pizza. See it? Oh, jeez.
Highly unnecessary.
Guy with the Patriots jacket, and of course he's been asked to leave the ball game for ruining a good piece of pizza. Beer all over him. And here comes
some pizza.
I wonder why did he do that? Because he thought he was interfering with a play? I mean, it seemed totally unnecessary.
All right, so for a few words on Jerry Remy, we play that clip. That's one of his more famous moments in the Nesson broadcast booth. And sort of the thing he is best remembered for, and I think what resonates most, was the personality of Jerry Remy and the Rem Dog and how he was funny and quirky, and those moments are what made him a superstar. And I don't think people can fully appreciate just how big of a star Jerry Remy was as a broadcaster. That's not what I remember him for, Maz, or the number one thing on my list. I just think he was a tremendous analyst. I thought he was great. And all the, you know, just in terms of being critical when he had to be and calling out plays before they happened and telling you things you didn't know. And I thought he was just a good nuts and bolts analyst. But it was really, more the zany side that made him, you know, such a freaking superstar. But in case you haven't heard, Jerry Remy passed away over the weekend after a long battle with cancer at 68. What are your thoughts, Maz?
Well, I mean, I wasn't totally shocked. You know, it didn't sound like it was going great. And, you know, I think we can all say now in retrospect that when he threw out the first pitch at Fenway, I think the Red Sox and the people around Nesson probably had an inkling that it wasn't going great because they wanted to bring him back to the ballpark for a final time. So I learned a lot from him. I mean, over the years, you know, I spent a lot of time at the ballpark, as you know, and he was there every day. And so there were lots of times where I would ask him about things that happened in games off the air and what does this mean and why are they retaliating? And, you know, he would say something to me that I thought, well, I didn't think that was it. I thought they were throwing at this guy because they threw it theirs. And he would say, nope, it was something else. I'd go in the clubhouse, and sure enough, he was right. You know, it happened a lot like that. And so, you know, he was able to steer you in the right direction. I even asked him about stuff off the field. You know, Jerry's been married to the same person his entire life, which is a rarity in baseball. So when I was getting married, I asked him about it at one point. He says, well, you know, the road trips aren't always a bad thing. You know, like you get a little time apart from each other. But, you know, he was, you know, on the air. I was just telling Murray off the air, on the air and at the ballpark, I think is when he was sort of at his happiest. I think the last years of his life were really hard. You know, he had 7 battles with cancer. Obviously, he had an issue involving his son who went to jail for murdering his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. You know, Jerry battled depression over that period of time. And I remember him staying in his routine was very important to him, you know, because it usually meant he had good days versus bad ones. So it got to be a struggle for him over the last several years. And, you know, I'm indebted to the guy because he taught me a lot. And so, you know, I feel for Phoebe, his wife, and for the people that knew him best, because I think it got really hard for them.
It was still surprising, too. Like Maz said, he had battled cancer 7 times, but he beat it so many times. And it was, I don't know, you know, you heard it wasn't going good, but when I saw that yesterday, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I thought he was going to beat it again.
I don't think it was surprising at all.
Yeah.
No, I mean, again, based on that last pitch.
The first pitch, yeah, it didn't look
good. But either way, you sometimes say this. It's a cliche to say it, but this time it might actually be true. Will you ever see anyone like that again?
Maybe not. You know, he and Tommy Hines to me are similar in some ways, you know, because they became such a part of the fabric of the broadcast, right? And they were different, certainly, and Tommy wasn't from here. Remy was.
But synonymous with their team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking about reaching that level of stardom as just a team broadcaster, and maybe it won't happen because the broadcast methods are becoming so, you know, disparate with streaming stuff, and
sure,
you don't actually watch games anymore. You just catch the clips on the internet and whatever. Like it's the whole landscape is changing. So the whole nature of broadcasting is changing, and team broadcasting is changing. So there will never be a chance for there to be another Remy. But so, you know, beyond that, someone with that person who was as good as his job as he was, and I keep wanting to hit on that because
you learn by listening to him, and he was an easy listen because of that deep baritone voice. Like he was great to listen to.
Unless you were good at the job, all the quote unquote nonsense, you know, that I would just put over here, the personality of Remy doesn't resonate. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If you suck at your job and he's not a good broadcaster, you don't care about the pizza throwing stuff, right? It's only good because his analysis is good, and then it's all of a piece. So is there ever going to be another situation where team broadcasting matters like it mattered for in his era, where you're watching one channel every night in your house every night, and then the guy's good enough to last as long as he did, and then is talented enough to both be a good analyst and have the personality that sort of puts it over the edge. I don't think it's ever going to happen again. And I mean, see, people forget. I mean, it's Tommy's a good comp, except, you know, Tommy was a Hall of Fame Hall of Fame coach. And still, did he have a restaurant chain named after him?
No.
I mean, Jerry Remy had sports bars. I was reading today, remember the Remy report online?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They said today that grossed over $1 million a year.
Yeah.
But in the early stages of the web or whatever, you know, just I don't even know what he did on the thing.
Well, yeah, I remember he used to, he used to keep score every game, and his scorecards would then be sold online. I mean, he could sell them online and people wanted them, and he would autograph them and give them to people. And I mean, it became a huge thing.
I mean, he was a massive star
of
all the figures on the Red Sox this century who have won 4 World Series and darn near went to 2 more. He's as big of a star. He's on the list of the biggest stars to come out of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, you talk about Q rating. You know, name 5 Red Sox figures from this century. It's like David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Curt Schilling.
Pedro.
Terry Francona. Jerry Remy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Yeah, he gets listed.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, of course, yeah. So
is that ever going to happen again?
I doubt it. I mean, probably. I mean, things will change. We won't be around to see it.
I just wonder if, like, a younger broadcaster would be terrified to show their personality like that and do the pizza thing or
balls. I mean, so now this guy is Portnoy. You know, it's like that figure. It's more of an online figure. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, it is a massive, massive figure.
Yeah, and authentic. right? Like,
definitely. And that's what I think. I think that's good. That's what contributed to his success, because he was real and he was from here, so he could relate to what he was.
Totally. From the accent on down, you know, you know, again, I wasn't shocked when I heard. I think we could all see the direction it was going in. And, you know, the thing just beat him up, really, over the last 7 years or however long it's been. He had seven cases. I mean, there were seven recurrences of cancer. Like, that's a lot to go through for anybody. And so, you know, part of me is happy that he's not having to fight that all the time. But I'm really sad to see him go. I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from him over a long period of time.
Okay, rest in peace, Jerry Remy. Final word comes your way next. We'll do the email as well in that segment. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Studio
email, shall we? Quickly?
Yeah, please.
It's the Moncast email of the day.
Yeah, Felga.
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
Full credit, Felga.
And I think Maz is a boob.
The Moncast email of the day.
Send one to Felga at 985thesportshub.com.
Email of the day is presented by Mimecast. It's protected by Mimecast, not just presented. It's protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. Adam over at Blacktree writes in. He's a partner, so he'll get a little extra love here on the email of the day. Adam at Blacktree writes in. On the Celtics, I've heard for years that the worst place for an NBA team to be is a middling 7 or 8 seed. Where you're too good to be in the lottery and nowhere near being a contender. Well, let me tell you, that is not the worst place to be. The worst place to be is to be a middling team with stars, where the organization's priority is to have stars as opposed to winning. As a longtime Celtics season ticket holder, it's clear that the Tatum-Brown star combo is what it is. A 42-46 win team year in, year out. It's also clear that management is willing to suffer through it because, heck, we have two stars. Yippee. Celtics fans need to wait this thing out a few more years until one or both players demands a trade. The Celtics won't get nearly max value, but at least the team can try to build into something the city can be proud of. Bring back the Bridges. He is down on the stars on the Boston Celtics. How do you feel about that, Maz?
Well, he should be down on the stars. Tatum in particular. I'm not ready to give up. I still think that, you know, Tatum especially is young. But to me, I watch him play sometimes and I lose my mind. I want him to be mean. I want him to be tough.
I'd like him to not bitch at the refs.
Well, so that's what I'm getting at. Floor, like, yeah. How about going to the basket with the intention of scoring instead of drawing a foul?
Celtics back at it tonight at home. Chicago Bulls, a rejuvenated Bulls team. Catch the game here tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll talk about it tomorrow. One more quick email. I got a lot of these.
Yeah.
Subject line, did the Patriots even win? ? Email, I can't tell from your comments. Paragraph.
Good.
So you too.
No, blame
me. Don't blame me today. Full credit from me. Go ahead, Murray.
All right. Well, speaking of that game, Bill Belichick took the blame for the stupid challenge in yesterday's win over the Chargers this morning, and we took that sound and had our own childish fun with it. Here's a recap.
Bill, you know, fourth and two coming out of your own end of the field on the 28-yard line, handing Peyton Manning the ball. Do you think that was the right call or the wrong call? What do you think?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Yeah, you so easily. You know, you're playing a game against the Philadelphia Eagles. You're a big favorite. The game's in hand, and you want to screw around with some special team stuff that your dad used to do back at Navy in the 1930s. So you try to drop kick kickoff. How'd you feel about that?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Yeah, you know, easily. Yeah, he's always so quick to admit when he screws something up. Here's another one. But I don't know. You're losing the Super Bowl because your defense can't stop the nosebleed or a nosebleed. You're about to give up 40, 50 points, but your best cornerback is sitting on the bench because, I don't know, maybe there was some beef during the week. No one really knows. But do you think you should have put your best corner into the game to maybe, I don't know, win a Super Bowl? How'd you feel about that one?
No, it's my fault.
He has no problem admitting his own mistakes. What a bunch of bull crap. What a bunch of bull crap.
This is fun. Can I try one?
Yep.
Hey, say, Bill, you know, the quarterback you thought was too old and was going to fall off the cliff, still really good, just won the Super Bowl. Shouldn't he still be here?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
Oh, can I play too? Yeah, we're going to do this? Yeah, so, Bill, listen, the whole thing with the air and the footballs, they're putting this on Tom. Do you agree? I agree with that?
No, it's my fault. I blew it.
When it's really his mistake, he never admits it. Never, never, never. He'd never lower himself. Maybe in private. But to us, the scrubby media, never.
He could learn from this show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Culpability. We take our medicine.
It is unbelievable. And they did win yesterday, FYI, which I'm sure you'll hear more good things about coming up in the Adam Jones Show. You think this was bad, people? You think this was bad?
Right. You think partial credit's bad? Wait till they get no credit.
Bend over. Here comes no credit Jones before the Celtics game tonight. No commercials. An update from Big Jim Murray. First, we'll see what the big boy has to say. He'll join us tomorrow, too. See you guys then.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.